Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money. Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, well, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Financial Guys podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the bell icon and you'll be notified whenever we put a new video out. If you're listening to this on your whatever podcast device, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you're getting your podcasts, we appreciate that as well. We on every Tuesday, we release the podcast version by 5 o'clock typically. Wednesday's when the video comes out, almost all the time. I know there are a few fans that are upset when we don't get a video out there. Most of the time we're doing videos, 90%. Sometimes we don't get them out there, unfortunately. Today, we're going to be, this is Tuesday the 26th, right? So the day after Memorial Day. And I got a lot of stuff here. I'm not quite sure where to really to begin,
but
maybe we'll begin with the New York Times article from yesterday. That was just despicable. Right? Yes. How in the world of all days to write this kind of article, they put out why the U.S. military is racist or white supremacist or whatever they said. It was so disturbingly disgusting that I read that and I thought to myself, what is the matter with you people? The opinion piece, here it is. Yeah. Why does the U.S. military celebrate white supremacy? Really? After more than 1.1 million Americans have made the ultimate sacrifice on Memorial Day.
Black and white, by the way.
Black and white, and Latino, everybody, right?
Yes.
Women as well, right? We've lost over a million Americans to wars. Memorial Day is to honor those that have fallen for our freedom, right?
Can't especially think of a group that is more non-racist. You know what I mean? All of my friends that have been in the military, they don't give a crap what color you are, how tall you are, how short you are. All they care a crap about is, do you have my back because we're going in this thing together?
It's right. But of all days to write an opinion piece and put it in your paper, Memorial Day, New York Times? Really?
Yeah. Trash.
Memorial Day? You couldn't have done it like this Thursday?
Trash.
Like, just unbelievable.
Trash.
Just makes
Total
me
trash.
Sick.
Total
just
trash.
Makes you sick.
Who
really,
keeps buying
terrible.
This garbage, though, really?
I don't know. I'll never forget when I was almost ran for mayor of Buffalo. I'll never forget this as long as I live. I sat down with Rich Tobey, and Rich Tobey ended up becoming the economic czar under the Byron Brown administration. And Rich was a smart guy. But I'll never forget what he said to me. And I remember walking out of the room going, wow, for a smart guy, he's really stupid. He said, you need to be reading the New York Times every day. Every day. That's what he told me. He goes, you need to read the New York Times every day because that's where you're going to get the truth and news that no one else is reporting.
Well, you'll get the Democrat playbook is what you'll get.
That was
maybe
the last
that's
time.
What he meant by it.
That was
maybe that's what he meant by if you want to be mayor in this city.
I guess. Might have been it. Yeah. I never sought
not,
his advice
not to
again.
Do the right thing and actually grow the city and bring people back. No. If you want to win, here's what we do.
I see.
Right?
I see. Okay.
Because then it comes roads, mistake. Bridges, children. Yeah.
My mistake. Yeah. Also, over the weekend, a nice piece by NBC News came out, and they said, well, I think it was over the weekend. It said, where is it here? NBC News, yeah. I'm looking for the truth. States face criticism for COVID-19 data cover-ups. Mm. And they're talking about, you know, when I hear data cover-ups, I think like New York.
Yes.
Right? I think, like this article here from Washington State, counting gunshot victims among coronavirus deaths, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not what they're talking about.
Car accidents. Yeah.
No. Yeah. What they're talking about is, Georgia had their numbers a bit wrong. Mm. They really didn't drop for the full 2 weeks before they reopened. How dare they?
Yeah.
Of course, you know, Georgia came
anything
out and said, look,
bad.
It was a
anything
mistake.
desperate to get any kind of bad news. No news good. The never openers, I call them. Never ever open again. They don't want you to open again. They love this government control. This is good.
They're getting paid to stay home.
America. Absolutely.
Right? They're getting paid to stay home, right? Yep. For all the folks on the left that say, well, the billionaire, we got to tax. So there shouldn't be any billionaires in this country. We got to take away all the money from the billionaires. You just made them way more wealthy than they were.
Yeah.
You just
said,
made them way more wealthy.
Who said that would happen? Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did
right.
weeks ago, by the way. We have to go play through everything we've said because we have been so spot on with this. And I'm not trying to be egotistical. We were damn spot on. Like, spot on how this thing was going to play out.
Unfortunately.
And I wish we weren't. Unfortunately. And the billionaires, the millionaires, the gap between the rich and the poor will get wider and wider and wider throughout this match. The poor, the rich aren't going to go. They're going to gain momentum here, right? There's three pizzerias. One goes out of business. Guess what? The two standing, and especially the one standing that's got a lot of cash, is going to clean up, right? Yeah. The gap is going to get wider. We said it. And guess where it's going to be the widest?
Yeah.
New York and California.
Well, no kidding. Yeah, well, pretty soon you're going to be ordering your pizza from Amazon because Jeff Bezos is completely ruling the world now, right? So folks that said, we hate Walmart. We're going to protest Walmart because we want to support the mom and pops. You just put them out of business, Dennis.
Just put them out of business.
That's exactly what you did. Many of them out of business. Yeah. We are going to be looking this month. We're wrapping up the month now, right? So the end of this week, we have the end of the month. We're going to get actual unemployment data for the month. We're going to be looking at 20 to 25% unemployment. We're already at 20%. The Great Depression, just to put that in some context, one out of four people lost their jobs. Yeah. Right now, one out of five people have lost their jobs. Yeah. By the end of this month, it'll be one out of four people that have lost their jobs. And the most frustrating part to me is, and to you I know as well, Mike, is that all of the data points to the fact that the lockdowns have not worked and are not working. There have been multiple studies that we referenced on Saturday, multiple studies, right? The Nobel Prize winning laureate from Stanford that did the study that says, no, this starts off as exponential, but then quickly becomes linear. And the Israeli scientist and researcher, all of these data.
How spot on is he?
And yet we're still...
If you plot it out, Glenn, I mean, literally, he's within days of when this thing's going to start to peter out, which is what we're going through now, right?
Exactly. And yet we're still locked down. Yep. And yet we're still locked down. Yeah, New York is still locked down. California is still locked down. Michigan's still locked down.
Here's why, right? Did you see Poland Carson's interview last week? I think I sent it to you. And it just, you know what? The way he comes across to business owners. How does anybody with a business... not get behind whoever their other candidate is who they want, right? I don't care what, pick one, right? But the way he's got this smirk on his face, like, you know what? We'll open when I damn well say it's going to be okay to open.
Yep.
And, you know, Swanee House, if you think you're going to open behind our back, we're going to put you out of business forever. Right. Oh, you're a child rapist? Andrew Cuomo, let you out? No problem.
Yeah, no worries.
Welcome in. Guess what? Sign up for some welfare benefits. There's probably another $600 a week waiting for you. Come on. Oh, you're an illegal immigrant? Not a problem. You snuck into this country for a better life? No problem. Oh, you want to open your business as an American? Screw you. We're going to put you in business in jail and put you out of business for life. Shame on him.
Shame on
business owners are not more furious. Glenn, if we had a non-essential business, we would be open. If we had Mike and Glenn's restaurant, I assure you, it would be open. Mm-hmm. We would be going downswing. Would we have closed for 2 weeks? We would have. Probably against my better judgment, your better judgment. You said in the beginning, let's take a step back. Because I said, I don't want anything closed.
Yeah. But two weeks is okay. 2 weeks is going to kill us.
They promised us that once the system wasn't overwhelmed. By the way, $21 million hospital this week closed in New York City that not one patient visited. Not one.
Mike,
if that doesn't tell you how totally incompetent the Cuomo administration was. Not even one. I mean, are you kidding me?
$20 million that they didn't see a single patient.
Now they're talking about a second wave? The first wave didn't even come. The first wave didn't even come, Andrew.
Well, they're setting this up for a rebound in September.
Sure they are.
They're going to do whatever they can. I mean, look, here's the thing, right? I was okay with a couple of weeks, right? Well, again, we go back to the beginning. We don't know. Everything's crazy. 2 weeks is not going to put every business out, right? Sure. It'll do a little bit of damage.
It'll put some damage in some.
It doesn't do unrecoverable damage.
Survivable.
Right? Two weeks is survivable.
Yeah.
We are on day 68 now.
Yeah,
of the lockdown.
3 months. Three months is enough.
68 days, almost day 70 now.
Yep.
We were told it would be 14 days. We're on day 70, folks.
Yep.
And to be honest with you, with seemingly in some states, really no end in sight. Now, let me tell you this. For those that say, we're following the science. We got to follow the science.
Apparently,
there's science, different science in California than New York. So let me explain. In New York, over the Memorial Day weekend, you could go to the beach, but don't you dare go in the water. Remember, de Blasio said, if you go in the water, we're going to drag you out and put you in jail. But apparently in California, the science says you should go in the water because in California—
But not on the beach.
Right. So a Governor Crazy out there is saying, well, you can go to the beach, but you can only stay in the wet sand. You can't go in the dry sand. So you can swim, you can surf, you can run down the beach, but don't you dare go in the dry sand. Let me ask you a question. How the hell are you supposed to get to the wet sand from the dry sand? Are you floating there? What are you doing? Are you landing with a helicopter? Are you swimming from a different area? Are you jumping off a boat?
Glenn. They listen. So they listen, right? Hey, look, let me tell you something. All these people going in with these masks on everywhere, right? Driving around in their car. You're part of the problem. You're part of the problem.
I love
right
the people
now.
In their
I hate
car
to say that,
themselves.
But you are part of the problem. When you're driving down a main street by yourself in a car and you got a mask on, you're part of the problem. You're scaring the children.
Well,
but
here's the thing. To be honest with you, as our friend Brian nailed it, and I put posters all over all of our offices that say this. It's the Breisinger matrix of life, right? There's the pyramid. There are three types of people in life, and only three, right? There are those that make it happen. Those are the folks that are standing up against things. Those are the folks that are true leaders, right? Those are people like Donald Trump, let's say, that are making it happen, right?
He's doing things
to make it happen, right? Yep. Then there are those that make excuses why things can't happen. There's Governor Cuomo, right? I had to follow the CDC. It's not my fault. Or, whatever. It's always an excuse. It's always somebody else's fault. Name me one thing that Governor Cuomo has stepped up and said, I take responsibility for this mistake.
Yeah.
Not one. So that's a big group of people.
All the debt that's out there, now he's blaming 100% of it on COVID. Although, and we continue to say this, the mental midgets that support him, the 18 miles that destroy the state of New York, will vote him back in. They believe everything that comes out of his mouth, and his popularity in that 18 miles has gone up over the stretch, not down.
But those people are those people you want nothing to do with. The people that make excuses, when you find them in your business, fire them. Yep. When you find that they're a colleague, get away from them. They will drag you down and everybody with them. Look at Governor Cuomo. In all seriousness, like 9 out of 11 of his people have gone to jail, right? But then there's the third category. And those are the people that just wondered what the hell just happened.
Yeah,
and to be honest with you, that's the majority of people, right?
Yep.
They're just going through. They're not doing research and looking at articles. They're not.
No.
They're just saying, hey, you know what? I'm told to wear a mask. I'm putting on a mask.
No problem. I'll stay in the line here.
That's right. Exactly. Right? Yep. They're just going to do what they're told. But that's those. And that's the majority of the world. Yep. I mean, to be honest with you, that's the majority of people.
I saw somebody had maybe you posted on Twitter. Somebody posted on Twitter. It was a hand over somebody's mouth that looked like a mask, and it said socialism.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah, so true.
Just blindly go with the sheep. Oh yeah. I mark my words. By the way, everything I've predicted so far has been true. Yeah. At some point, we will find out the mask got people more sick.
Oh, yeah.
People died long term. More people died long term of wearing a mask than by trying to hide from the COVID. We're already finding out that suicides are exceeding COVID deaths in San Francisco. Right. Somebody on the left. Just try to find your brain, even if it's a little piece of it at some point, and stop looking at COVID in a vacuum or COVID in a box. Mm-hmm. Start to say, let's take a step back. Dr. Fauci this week said, he should have been fired months ago. I said that months ago. He should have been fired months ago, right? He was part of the fear mongering and all that stuff. But, you know, now he's saying, geez, by staying at home and locking everybody in, I think that could really have some long-term, bad things could happen out of this. No kidding, doctor. Really? I mean, locking everybody in their house for weeks? You think that might have some long-term health, negative health effects on them? No kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Who said that? Again, we did.
Get rid of these academics. All of these academics. Yeah. They mean
their models have been so bad.
I think that
who
this still,
week comes out? Who warns
still.
Of a second peak? Who's listening to who?
Right.
You
exactly.
suck.
Right.
You suck.
Too.
Who is listening to who?
Well, it's the same thing with the CDC, to be honest with you. Our very own CDC. It's the best we got. It's all we have. Well, guess what? The CDC just came out again. They're talking about second wave. They're also the ones saying we got to wear a mask before they said don't wear a mask. The CDC, I'd be honest with you, it's like 16 different contradictory type of things.
How about
they don't
this
have
one?
A clue.
Lysol everything. Oh, you know what? Doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't matter. No.
it doesn't
live on surfaces. Yeah. Yeah. How about this one? This sums up the left right here. This is Derek Thompson. He's a writer at The Atlantic, okay? Here's what he writes. This is yesterday. The outbreak in South Korea came from a church. The outbreak in France came from a church. The outbreak in Germany came from a church.
I'm sure.
The CDC investigation traces in rural Arkansas outbreak from a church. But apparently standing in a Walmart for an hour, no problem.
No problem.
No problem at all.
No problem.
Do I have stupid stamps?
When did Walmart become the superhero of the left?
Right?
Way?
Exactly.
When did that happen?
How did they pull that one off? Good for the Walton family, right?
Yeah.
But do I have stupid stamped on my forehead? In all seriousness?
No.
It's off my church. It's off my church. Really? I don't know. Yeah. We've had outbreaks now for months. We haven't been in church since the beginning of March.
That's right. That's right.
What are you talking about?
And by the way, they're saying open the churches, and many of the churches are saying, "Oh, we don't feel comfortable yet doing that." And that's their right.
That's fine.
Right?
Of
but
course it is.
The other side of it is, you know, start to open up and give people the right to do what they want to do. I want to go to a Buffalo Bills game with 70,000 maniacs for the home opener. That's what I want to do. If you feel your immune system is compromised, don't go.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I want to go out to a restaurant on a Saturday night and you know, eat a meal and have fun with my family. If you feel like your immune system is compromised, don't go. Right?
Yep.
Exactly.
You know,
Total joke.
We were talking a bit, I don't know if it was last week's podcast, Mike, or it might have been this Saturday's radio show, but we were talking about, you know, the leadership and the pilots, right? Being calm and cool and collected and Sully Sullivan, right?
So, yep.
You're going to land in the Hudson.
Lands in the Hudson.
Yeah, you know, we're
going
to. That's real calm, real calm.
Folks.
Yeah, make sure seatbelts on, prepare for landing. Prepare for impact. Prepare for impact, yeah. No big deal, right? But here's Governor Cuomo.
Everybody out. Get on the wings. Everybody out.
Right? Right? And we talked about Governor Cuomo going, oh, my God, everyone's going to die. Here's exactly the example of what I was talking about is right here. And this is exactly the way he was from day one. Now he's pivoting, saying, what was the CDC? Wasn't me? And the look on the face in the camera, what? What?
Yeah.
Cuomo panicking early on. I want everyone to hear this, right? Does this instill confidence or does this instill, holy crap, I better lock myself in the basement?
Mm-hmm.
400 ventilators.
There we go.
It says, we're sending 400 ventilators. Really? What am I going to do with 400 ventilators I need 30,000? You pick the 26,000 people who are going to die because you only sent 400 ventilators.
You picked the amount of people that are going to die. Well, guess what? We didn't need even the 4,000 ventilators, right?
Not even close.
Do you hear the panic in his voice? I'll put this up on our YouTube, Twitter feed.
Who said good leadership would be don't store those ventilators in a warehouse?
Right.
Use them now,
right?
Because there may not be not only a second wave, but the first wave might not even nearly be as big as you actually think it's going to be because the academics have been wrong for everything.
Right.
Who said start using them? Oh, yeah, that would be us.
Well, this just makes common sense. Common sense.
Yeah. How about anybody with a brain would say if you have ventilators, you use them, and if you're short, you ask for more. You don't stick them in a warehouse with a planned execution date down the road.
Right.
I mean, how asinine is that?
Anybody that says this guy did a good leader.
And to your point, now we're finding out that he scared the shit out of everybody, stay at home, and guess what? 7 out of 10 people that got it stayed at home. That was the worst thing you could have done.
Exactly.
The best thing they could have done
and yet
was actually
still
sanitize the goddamn subway system and let people get out in the fresh air and do what they need to do to kill this thing.
This is absolutely horrendous management from Governor Cuomo. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. The media can continue to try to make him a darling all they want. Yeah. But honestly, when you look at I've said this over and over again. It's about results, right?
Yeah.
Look at the results. If states like New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, and Michigan don't force nursing homes, they all did it, don't force nursing homes to take in COVID-positive patients, we have less deaths than the 2018 flu.
A lot less, right? Yeah.
So,
can I just add one other thing? Not only did they not take patients in, right? But if we didn't count every damn car accident, everybody that died of lung cancer, everybody that died of something else into COVID, I'd really, really like, and don't tell me, the numbers are underinflated. These numbers are so damn overinflated, it's not even funny. We had doctors on our radio show that said, people were smoking 3 packs of menthols a day, dying of cancer, and they were being put down as COVID patients.
Well,
did not die of COVID. They died of cancer. So we know that the 90-something thousand figure is high, right? How high is it? Well, those doctors said that, most people die of multiple things wrong with them. Not one or two things,
gunshot
multiple
wounds.
Things. Right. Gunshot. multiple things wrong with them. But we put the one that's the most prominent, right? right? So if somebody smoked three packs of menthols and they have lung cancer, but they have the flu, we put it down as lung cancer because that's really what they died of, right? Not with COVID, not with COVID. I'd really, really, and I don't know if we'll ever get the numbers,
no.
But my guess is you're looking at 20, 30,000 people across the country that really died of this, which would make it way, way, way less than the average flu. The flu was 2 years ago.
Well, let's say that it's more likely. I mean, we're close to 100,000 deaths. Yeah. So let's say they overinflated by 25%.
Yeah.
Right. We're on pace with the 2018.
Yep.
Right. And the flu is nasty, right? The flu is this is a nasty virus. This is it not is. The flu. It I is. Get it, it right? Is. It's definitely more transmissible. It's infecting more people. Yeah. However,
and it's tough.
It's brutal.
When it does get you, yep.
It's terrible when it gets you. Here's kind of a positive news of this, though. And I hate to make it to sound the way this is going to sound, but it's not affecting our kids.
Yep.
That's the good news, right?
Yep.
And, you know, if, like, the flu affects our kids, like, that's scary,
right?
I'll tell you how it's going to affect
these kids, though, Glenn, mentally.
Well, mentally, for sure. Yeah, well, that's not the COVID.
That's the way we're reacting to it. My daughter's going, geez, am I going to die? No, you're not. Guess what, honey? There's a 0% chance. Then why are these adults acting like this?
Exactly.
I don't know, honey. I really don't know what to tell you, but they're scaring the daylights out of you, and they should have never, by the way. Well, those kids should be back in school right now. And don't tell me Andrew Cuomo.
No.
Now he's changing his tune a little bit because the teachers union is backing away from him. But, oh, I think we can Zoom kids into school all the time. Yeah, some kids can Zoom, but some kids need a lot of attention, right?
Yes, and some parents need to actually work and make money to pay their mortgage. And
that's
like,
right.
You know,
that's
they
right.
can't be permanent daycare, right?
Those, by the way, wasn't the left the one that said that we want women in the workforce just as much as men, right? So now how are these folks going to, husband and wife, going to both go to work with total plans, by the way.
I think that's the plan,
for decades.
That's the plan.
Plans for decades of saying, look, we're both going to work. We're going to base this around. My job is going to be based around the school day, the school system, making plans. Nah, we'll just throw them all out, rip them all up, right?
Yep.
That's why business owners get so pissed off.
Yes.
It's, you know, we've been saying this for weeks, right? It's not about the 2-week shutdown or now the 3-month shutdown. It's more about when can we open.
Right.
Next week, I don't know. Let me think. Right. Are you phase one or are you phase two?
Well, that goes back to the polling cards. You mentioned earlier, and I forgot to mention it, but I couldn't watch more than the first 2 minutes of it because here's how ignorant he is, right? Don't forget, you got to have a plan. If you're a business, you can't open without a plan.
Who does that get sent to him? What does he know about running a business?
First of all, he came around the county. So even if you're a pizzeria, you don't just open up and go, well, we have no plan, folks. So I guess
we'll just throw some cheese here.
Yeah, willy nilly.
Some pepperoni here.
Yeah. Because of course businesses are going to have a plan.
$18.99.
Seriously.
Yeah.
When we reopened, and we pretty much were open the entire time. But before the bureaucrats said, here's what we're going to do, send home 25%, then send home 50, then we already did. Like, we had already done that, right? So we took our most critical people, we sent them home. We took our non-essentials, you know, every employee is essential. Like, you don't pay people to just sit around, right? Every employee is essential. But there are employees that can do their job easily from their home, like our marketing folks, right?
Yep.
As opposed to our operations folks that might need to be in the office, or our customer service folks, whatever. But we didn't need a bureaucrat to tell us what the plan was. We sat down as a business. We made a plan. Now, as we phase back into working and bring back most of our staff, we created a plan. I don't need you, Mark, to tell me, oh, you better have a plan.
Who does that get submitted to, by the way?
That sounds a lot like, you've never run a business.
Does that get submitted to him?
Come on.
And forwarded on to Andrew?
Exactly.
Who?
You're going to read it? This plan doesn't look good to me. I think they should cut their prices.
What are you talking about? Republican. I think this plan doesn't really work for me.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean,
How much are you going to send to my coffers so we can, by the way, took a trip this week with the family down to Chautauqua Lake, which is, west of the city of Buffalo. It's south of the city of Buffalo, but not one windmill working. So not one windmill on.
Yeah.
I don't know if they worked or not, but they were not turning. And I would think this would really be...
That usually is a requirement.
I would think this would be an important time in a crisis to make sure we had some alternative energy really did work, right?
Well,
if it really did work, shouldn't those suckers be moving now, right? With all the oil problems.
Those in New York City probably missed this, but just so you know, Governor Cuomo put the final nail in the coffin for your natural gas pipeline. So get ready to pay double next year for your heating costs because on the one hand, you got Governor Cuomo cutting off the pipeline to deliver natural gas to heat your homes in New York City. But now de Blasio is saying no more trucks and reduced traffic. So I don't know exactly how those windmills are going to work out for you guys down in New York City. Good luck. I'll be heating my home in Buffalo with good old natural gas.
The population will be eventually half.
I guess.
Yeah.
It'll be burning the rats. We'll pile them up.
Did you have that Maria Bartiromo? Yeah. She ripped him apart, Blasio. She did a great interview. I can forward it on.
Yeah, if you got it, I'll play it if you can find it quick and send
it
over.
Great. Yeah.
This was, I don't know if you caught this one or not, but Joe Biden is really right on top of things. He's preparing to beat Joe Biden. I don't know if you caught that or not, but just absolutely hilarious. Yeah. I mean, he just is. You can't make this stuff up.
No.
I sent Lily, I'm like, you know,
if you're not voting for me.
He's not getting away with that one, by the way. That's going to dog him now for the. First of all, Trump has really awakened a huge part of the African American community that says, "Wait a minute now!" And thank God, good for some of the black leadership to step up and say, you know, enough is enough. Like, I'm supporting this president; he's helping the black community, right? Millions of African American communities and leaders are waking up, going, "Wait a minute now!" Right? So they're panicked. But for Joe to come out and say, "If you don't vote for me, you ain't black." I mean, first of all, you know, I don't know if they didn't get the memo, but you stopped owning them about 170 years ago. We fought a civil war for that. I don't know if you remember that or not, but, oh, yeah, by the way, I know you tried to spin history and say it was the Republican South. It wasn't. It was the Democrat South at the time. But that's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter, it was a long, long time ago. The fact of the matter is, even still to this day, the Democrat Party thinks that they own certain segments, the Latino community, the African American community, right? They feel like as if they deserve the votes because you look at places like Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago. I mean, their infrastructure is crumbling. I mean, it's terrible.
Decades of Democrat leadership, abuse, by the way.
Those same Democrat leaders walk away as gajillionaires. Right? Yep. They walk away with millions of dollars. Right? Yep. Look at Nancy Pelosi. She's worth $250 million. Dollars.
Well, de Blasio,
and yet her district
is
San Francisco.
Moving money to his wife. He's going to walk away.
Billions.
The rich will get richer, and some of them will be the Democrat leadership for sure, right?
Crazy.
Pelosi, they're all awarding themselves. Wait till this mess all ends. We're going to find out who awarded themselves stocks, who got shares in the companies that actually got the vaccines.
Yeah.
It's really sick.
No question.
Really sick. If you can, this is Maria Bartiromo.
Well, I'll play that one. Here's Biden on Biden, by the way.
Okay.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and
you
that
sure
I'm
do.
Going to beat Joe Biden.
Well, he might be right with that.
Yeah.
He might be right with that.
Yeah. That may be the smartest thing he said.
Credits too. That is the smartest thing he said, right? He is beating himself, Joe. Yes.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes,
you're
Joe.
Absolutely right,
Just
Joe.
Just keep talking.
Even Democrats are, you know, everybody now knows that they're going to try to push this as long as they possibly can so he does not have to debate. He does not have to walk out. You know, it's funny. I heard somebody say, Joe, you know, you've been sort of hiding during this crisis, and a lot of people have been taking credit. And he says, I'm just following the rules, man. I'm just following the rules.
Yeah,
my governor wants me
in.
I just want to. Okay, well, really? Like, you can't, like, you should be, you know, as if you really want to be a leader right now, you need to step up and say, here's my game plan. Here's how I would do this. Here's how I'd lay this thing out. Here's the opening process. Here's the phases that I would put this thing through, right? Here's what I'd be careful of. None of it. He's just, and by the way, he was, remember Zena was on a fallback, you know, you can't let those people, not let those people in from China. Now he's saying Trump didn't react fast enough, on tape. I think they forget this.
No,
right?
they forget that. Because the media will cover for him. That's the thing, though. The media will absolutely cover for him.
Absolutely. Yep.
Which one are you talking about? The Maria Bartiromo accuses New York City mayor of using, is that the one?
It
didn't
Blasio
come through.
Clip?
Yeah, I think this is the one.
I'll see if I can find it.
You
got to
send it again. It didn't come through right. It came through like the YouTube homepage.
Ah, okay. Somehow. Let me see if I can find it. She rips him apart. She's basically like, you know what? Do you not understand that people have been leaving this state because of your ridiculously high taxes for years? Well, that's not true, Maria. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. It absolutely 100% is true. Yes.
How long is the clip? I think this is it, actually.
It was just about 2 or 3 minutes.
This one's 4 minutes.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, play it.
Let me play this one, see if it works. Yeah.
If it's not, we'll cut it off, but I'm sure.
Yeah.
Rita's awesome anyway, so.
Yeah, she is. She really
if it's not, we'll talk about it.
19 pandemic in the country. Now, as things are slowly beginning to look better there, how will the city handle
this is 4 weeks
the reopening?
Ago.
Joining me right now is the boss, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Mr. Mayor, it's great to have you this morning. Thanks very much for being here. I want to ask you that question right here. How will a reopening of New York look? What industries are poised to open first?
None.
And when do you see that happening?
None.
Thank you, Maria. Well, first of all, Maria, you are a proud New Yorker, proud Brooklynite by background. You know how tough and resilient this
yes.
city is. So the first thing I want to say is we will be back. We will be strong. In fact, we will be stronger. And we're going to create a city that builds on our previous success and comes back stronger and fairer. I believe we can
and
do
fairer.
This. And
fairer.
I see naysayers out there
yep.
saying, oh, New York City's not going to be able to come back. New York City fought back after the fiscal crisis. We fought mm-hmm. back after 9/11. We fought back after Hurricane Sandy. We will fight back again. What
fair.
We need to...
So how do you do it?
Yeah, what we need,
yeah.
there's no question
yeah.
in my mind. We must have the support of the federal government to do this.
Oh,
because
I
right
see.
Now,
there you go.
To be
I
able
thought you hated
to have
that.
A strong
do that
economy again and really restart, we have to be able to provide the basic services that have made this place work. Police, fire, sanitation, health care.
Are they not
education,
working now?
The things that
yeah.
have made New York City
that's right.
strong.
That's a, can you pause that for a second?
I'm sorry. This
is what I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. Like, they
did they
like
stop working? I don't want to miss that, I guess.
Yeah. No. Right. No, there's never a mention out of these liberals literally probably pick a number, right? Hundreds of thousands of businesses across the country that have just been put on permanent stop.
Yeah. yeah.
Permanent stop,
yeah.
right? Not like temporary stop, permanent. We are yeah. not making it out of this mess, right? There's mm-hmm. never a mention of that. It always comes back to the police, the right. fire, and the teachers, right? The things they can punish you with the most.
Yep. 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 How are they working yeah. now though, I wonder? I yeah. mean, he acts as if, well, we can't open because we don't have police, fire,
no.
and, what do you mean
right.
you can't open? You're
right.
open now. I mean,
that's
for the
right.
most part, you're police, you're fire, and those are working. Now, you're
that's
not
right.
you're not open, meaning that if you're a business owner, you're screwed, right? If you own
yeah.
a restaurant, if you own a bar.
Yeah.
Now,
good luck
this
with
is
that.
The kind of stupidity, by the way. I'll get back to this clip in a second. This is the kind of stupidity, though, that comes on the left, right? The Colorado governor just signed a bill that basically allows bars to serve alcohol on a takeout basis as long as they reclassify their business as a restaurant, and they can do that by hiring a food truck. Wow. Well, there you go. There you go. So just,
I'll just go out and spend $300,000
right?
on a food truck
well,
to get through the next
How about
whatever.
This? How about this? Genius idea. Bring a because apparently if you have a food truck in your parking lot, then the COVID can't go there, right? It's like the
no.
Walmart and the churches. The
right.
COVID seems to hang out in churches,
yeah.
even though we haven't been in a church for 2 months. But yet, Walmart is the cleanest, most spectacular. And supermarkets,
right.
on amazing how this
That's
virus
right.
is so
That's
picky.
Right.
It, according to de Blasio, of course, it picked minority communities and things like that. It's
yeah.
picking churches, but not Walmarts, right? In California, the COVID virus is picking dry sand. But in
yes.
New York City,
it's picking the
it's
water.
Picking water and wet sand.
And you
sand.
Can
like,
see that, right?
Wow.
Like when he said that, you don't go into the water. I get it, right? Like, because salt water, I'm sure, in the largest, in this huge body of water would spread everywhere, I would imagine.
The water
right?
in
Especially
New York
if you're spitting underneath the water. I mean, come
it's
on.
It's 55 degrees.
Yeah,
the
right.
water in
well,
New York City is 55 degrees.
Might,
who in
Glenn,
their right mind
warmer,
is going in the water?
It wouldn't travel. If it was warmer, it wouldn't travel. The cold water is what does it.
I
you
guess.
Start swimming underwater at 55
well,
degrees
that's
and
it.
Spitting. Everybody's going to
yeah.
get it.
But don't worry. You can't go. I love that picture still. It's
but
the
not
best
in
picture
York,
ever.
But not in California.
No.
It doesn't.
Different science
yeah.
there. Different
yeah.
science there, Mike.
Yeah, it doesn't
science.
Travel through that water. See, that's a little warmer, I think.
They're
that's
following the
warmer.
Science. That's it.
That's
as
right.
long as they
a little
follow
warmer,
the science.
But
yeah.
the sand, and apparently if you step in the sand, right? I'm not sure if you
Bad.
Crawl. If you crawl, I think it's okay. But if you step in the sand and walk through it, and I walk in your footsteps, the COVID is on your feet. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, too. You can sit on a blanket, but not in a chair. Because apparently... The
yes.
COVID will attack you if you're in chairs on the beach or in groups of more than 10.
But it doesn't stick on that fuzzy blanket.
No,
but, yeah.
no.
That
so
makes
that's
sense
okay.
to me.
Yeah,
I get it.
Just
I
pure
it.
Genius.
I get
just
it.
Pure
I get
genius.
This is leadership at its best. This is what America
exactly.
was built on. This is leadership. Yeah.
It's just crazy. All right, let's
Sorry,
play more
keep
of this
going
clip.
With this.
Yeah, this is priceless. Come on.
Sanitation, healthcare, education, the things that have made New York City strong.
Whoa, 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 whoa. whoa, whoa, whoa,
now,
whoa. You cannot
correct
possibly.
Me if I'm wrong,
Wait,
hasn't the SAT score been going down in the state?
Thank you. Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say. There is no way that you can say that the education has been a strong point in New York City.
No. For decades, it's been getting better. It's been getting worse.
Oh, man. I can't believe you just said that, but all right. Okay, so we're 1:17 into a 4-minute clip. Let's see how long it takes us to get through the rest of it. He is just unbelievable. I mean, so things like education that's made New York City strong.
Yeah.
Okay. On what planet exactly?
Yeah. Like 50 years ago.
It's like
the
bizarro world.
Yeah.
Get through this crisis are now in the crosshairs because we've lost $7.4 billion. That's our projection from our budget. Mm-hmm. $7.4 billion in lost revenue. $3.5 billion in new expenses to pay for the coronavirus and the fight to save lives.
Okay.
How did you spend $3.5 billion? Now, I get it. You spent $20 million on a hospital that you just opened and shut down, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's $20 million, or 21. Yeah. Okay, so it's $21 million.
Yeah. What's a million amongst friends?
But you're talking $3.5 billion.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just put this in realistic terms for you. $21 million is less than 1%, right, of $3.5 billion, right?
Well, the thing, Glenn, is like things like schools. Stopped paying your school taxes.
Where is this money going?
No.
He gave $1.2 billion to his wife, Charlene, right? To come up with a bogus agency, right?
There's $1 billion.
Right.
They found $1 billion down in the Buffalo.
Before Donald Trump, before the federal government spends an ounce of taxpayer money for New York, I would like to see a published from every state. Every state that gets federal money should get we should be able to see a published list of exactly what those dollars are going to go to.
Where did they spend the money?
I'd like to know that. Where did they spend the money?
Think about this.
And what do they need it back for?
Mark Poloncarz and Andrew Cuomo are telling you and I, for us to open our business, we need a business plan. Yet they're asking the federal government for billions of dollars, and how dare they? How dare they ask for a plan for them, right? How dare they? There should be a hard control board in place,
right? Oh, yeah.
The federal government, that's exactly what they want, right? Andrew was like, well, we don't want this money just spent anywhere.
No, Andrew,
you want control of it so you can spend it anywhere.
Exactly.
So they want to, because Andrew said, you can't just give this money to the businesses. No, that's got to go to us.
Oh.
Then we redistribute right?
Yeah, that's craziness. Yeah. Look, I think it's fair. For every dollar that goes from the federal government to states, and I'm not talking money that went to the states for like the airlines or the private businesses. I'm okay with that. What I want to know is if we're going to give New York City, let's say, $3.5 billion, I would like to see an itemized list of where they spent that money
and what cuts
and why they need it back. Though, where do they spend the money? We spent $3.5 billion on ventilators. Okay, fine. But didn't the government provide you most of those ventilators?
Yep.
I mean, that's what I want to know. I want to see
that showed up that you never used.
Yeah, I want to see the itemized list, though, of where they spent this money, because I find it hard to believe that New York City spent $3.5 billion in increased expenses.
This is about changing it to make it fair, Glenn.
I guess.
To make it fair. This is how we're going to make it fair. Yep.
I don't know. It's ridiculous to me.
About we start with your salary?
Exactly.
And the $1.2 billion you gave your wife, scumbag. How about we give that back? How about we start there?
Cuomo gave himself a 25% raise along with every legislator in the state.
Gotta love it.
During the crisis, he's crying about, we have no money. I got to cut teachers. Cut teachers. He gave himself a 25% raise.
You don't want me to cut the police and the fire, do you?
I'm telling you, it's going to come to lopping off fingers when they start talking about parks. We can't open the beach. We can't possibly pay our lifeguards. What do they make, minimum wage? Right?
Record
you could pay every lifeguard in Erie on Lake Erie with what Cuomo gave himself in a raise.
We lost a million
summer.
People over the last 10 years. And that will look like nothing in compared to what we're going to see over the next 10 years.
That's
Mark my words
on
that. The only reason people will not leave, especially some of the higher wage earners, is because they will not be able to sell their house. That's the truth. They will not be able to get nearly what they thought that house was worth. If they thought the house was worth $800,000, they won't be able to get nearly what they want out of it, because you're going to see this thing speed up like you've never seen before. Mark my words. We're seeing it with our business owner clients. We have thousands of retail clients, and we're seeing it now. I'm leaving. Well, one out of every four. I mean, that's some ridiculous numbers.
It is one out of four. It really is that high. I mean, it's crazy.
One out of four of our clients are leaving over the next 10 years.
Yeah, that's a scary number. I mean, that's a lot. Is. That's turn the lights out. All right, here, now we're 1:36 into a 4-minute clip. Let's see. Here we go. We'll try.
It's hard not to.
I know. The federal government must make us whole for us to be able to be in a position to restart. If we're not whole, if New York City is not whole, it will drag down the entire region. And it will hold up the entire national.
Let me ask you this, though. I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep stopping.
Hold up the national, right.
How
right.
much more money do you need for a restaurant just simply to open? I don't
right.
understand.
No, no,
because
right.
the police.
It's not even their money. All they're asking is, please just let us go back to work.
The
please.
Police are still out there. They're
right.
working. I've
That's
seen
right.
the videos, right?
Yes.
The
yeah.
firefighters are
yeah.
still working.
That's right.
The teachers, as far as I know, not working, still getting paid.
Right.
Which is okay. It's
sort
okay.
Of sort of working.
Well, sort of
Doing
working.
Some online Zoom
sure,
classes.
I'm okay with that.
Not really.
I'm okay
not
with
really,
that.
Though.
I'm okay with that for now, right? Temporary,
yeah.
it's okay. I get it, right?
Yeah.
But exactly why do... This is like a hostage situation, folks.
Yeah.
If
That's
we
right.
Listen to him. If we don't get... This was a month ago. This
yeah.
is a month ago. If
right.
we don't get $3.5 billion, what's that number look like now? $7 billion?
Oh.
Right? If we don't get, then we can't open. Why not?
Why not?
What does it take for the restaurateur to open? We have to hire back health inspectors that we haven't laid off yet?
Here's the really scary thing. The scary thing, then, is that they're going to open, and they have scared the shit out of so many people that it is going to take months. If we open right now, it is going to take months mm-hmm. in the state of New York for these restaurants to just get back to even close to even.
Well, they're not allowed
because
I think the demand is there. I think the demand is there for a lot of restaurants.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're going to be allowed to. We're going to open up at 25%.
Partially, though. I think around the country you see a
yeah.
lot of the demand is there. I think
yeah, maybe
New,
not
York
New York
State is a separate animal. They have
yeah, that's
really
true.
I mean, you're talking about every single day these folks have been tuned into Andrew Cuomo.
Right.
And we played the clips in the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we're all going to die. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah,
oh, my
true.
God. That has been months and months. You're talking 70 days now of every single day.
Yeah.
Not only are you bombarded with the mainstream media,
yep.
our local news also yep. starts every conversation off with Mark Poloncarz
yep.
and Andrew Cuomo. And even when the data is good, it's bad.
Right.
Oh, my God, this is a tragedy.
Right.
Like, what do you mean? The numbers
Did
are going way down. Did you see the numbers, Andrew?
Yeah.
They're like basically even out of his own words, we're back to where we started from. Okay, then open the goddamn thing up. Well, you know what? We're getting prepared for the second wave of this
That's
thing.
That's right.
Let's just continue to scare the shit out of people. And, oh, by the way, we're going to go, I don't know why nobody's at the Walden Gallery and Mall in Cheektowaga.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
it's because you sent the last 70 days. What does it take? It takes 30 days to build a habit, right? They say if you do something every
yep.
day, if you work out every day for 30 days, it starts to become a habit.
Yep.
If you scare the shit out of people for 70 days in a row,
mm-hmm.
that starts to become a habit.
Yeah.
It's going to I better get my mask on to go to drive down the street so I can go to the grocery store. I mean, it's
yeah.
a joke.
You may be right about
true,
that.
Scary.
Yeah, well,
scary.
Down here
it's
in Florida,
down in Florida, totally different animal, right?
Yeah, I
totally
think you're
different
right.
animal.
I think you may be
yeah.
right about that. I read an article this week, and the guy was talking about the fact that, you know, all of the news media is centered out of New York City.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, what are you getting? Now, somehow the New York Post seems to buck the trend and actually find news
yeah.
and reality. But the piece was right, and it said, look at it.
Yep.
I mean, most of your news, nationwide news, and opinions are being formed in New York City. That is a crazy different bubble than the rest of this country, and there's
no doubt
about it. So
no
you may
doubt.
Be very well right about that.
No
I will
doubt.
Say this, though. When they talk about, well, maybe next week, to your point, Mike, maybe next week they can mm-hmm. open up maybe at 25% mm-hmm. capacity.
Yeah.
You basically have restaurants now just throwing in the towel, saying, well,
yeah.
look, it,
if it's
25% for 2 weeks, and then 50% for 2 weeks, and then six, you know, and then 75% for 2 weeks, I'm 8 weeks
that?
Out, right?
Yeah.
Two
yeah.
months
you can't manage
before
that.
I can, and now you're talking about a second wave and possibly
yeah.
reshutting down. I'm done, right? So you're going to see a lot of those businesses just say, forget it. I can't do this.
And the problem is understanding how to control your labor costs. There will be
yeah.
more businesses that lose more money by opening under that asinine strategy than by just simply closing, right? Because what you're doing is you're saying, okay, well, I've got to hire a certain amount of labor regardless, right? I mean, so if I'm going to serve 5 people or 10 people, I need a minimum of 2 people on staff, right? I need a cook and I need a waitress, right? But boy, what if that gets to 10? Okay, bring on 2 waitresses.
Right?
But then I don't do 10 because we've scared the shit out of people for the last few
right,
months, right?
Right?
Watch and see. These businesses have no way to predict. And I was talking
no,
to my brother-in-law who's
Brutal.
In the business, right? He's in the business. And he goes, the hardest part to that is predicting the model of labor cost and food cost,
right.
by the way.
Right.
And the food costs are, what do we buy food for,
right?
In anticipation of using it. And we were talking about this. He said, there's going to be so many more restaurants that get hurt in the phase of opening this thing
right.
than they do actually closing down.
Right.
Because you know, you right now you don't have labor costs, right? Okay, right. Sally, you stay on unemployment, you keep collecting your $600, mm-hmm. and when I can officially open up the right way, I'm going to bring you back off those unemployment rolls. But then you bring her back, and now you've got fixed cost involved, right? Those labor costs that get hit onto the payroll. It's disgusting. It's really true. When are the business owners going to stand up and revolt?
Well,
when are you going to say, I've absolutely had enough of your bullshit? This door is being opened. It's being opened at full capacity. And if you don't like it, too bad. And the one next door. If you want to put us all out of business, you arrest us all.
I think they're protesting with their feet, Mike. I really do. I think they're spending their time looking at different states and preparing to leave.
I agree.
The folks that I'm talking to, and I know you're doing the same, we're having these conversations like, what are you guys doing right now? They're like, well, what can we do? We open our doors, they'll take our license away, right?
Yep.
They're threatening to take our occupancy permit, which means that we can't even be in the building. They're threatening to chain the front door shut, right?
Right.
I can't do that. I don't have the capacity to fight that. So here's what I'm doing. I'm liquidating my business, and I'm looking to different states as to where I'm going to relocate and where I might be able to start a new business.
Yeah.
That's where they're spending their time right now. They're not going downtown to protest in Niagara Square. No.
No.
They're not going to Albany to protest, right? Clearly.
That's right.
And Michigan, by the way,
they shut down
the Capitol with firearms. They showed up. Now, I'm not condoning this, mind you, but I said this from the get-go, Michigan folks are a little bit of a special crazy. I love them because I went to Michigan State. I know a lot of Michiganders, and they're very good friends of mine. But Michigan is a fiercely libertarian kind of state where nobody there wants to be told what to do. Governor Whitmer gets in because of Detroit, of course. But for the rest of the state, you know, they don't want to be. So, you know, they showed up in force early on, right? They shut down the Capitol with their cars. They provided gridlock. And, of course, all the folks freaked out. Oh, my God, I'm crying right now because ambulances can't get through. Oh, please. You know how many people in Lansing got COVID?
Favorite.
Very few. Very few in Lansing got it. Okay?
When they did the protests in downtown Buffalo. Now, for those of you that listen all over the country, even when downtown Buffalo is open, it's really pretty vacant, right?
Yeah,
it's
pretty much.
So they were, oh my gosh, they're going to protest downtown, and the ambulances aren't going to get through. Like, and this is the fear of the mainstream media here locally, right?
Right.
Because
people were dropping over like it was the plague.
People were walking down Elmwood Avenue in Buffalo, just dying on the streets,
right?
And we couldn't get the ambulances to them.
Right.
It was the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. First of all, you shut the whole economy down, so nobody's down there.
Right.
You know, it's not like they're running their business and they're going to fall over with COVID. The business is shut down. Number one, number two, they weren't dying anyways. So.
Well, and City Hall was shut down, right?
Yeah.
All the government buildings were shut down.
Ridiculous.
Nobody was there working. Who was going to the hospital from there? And I just, it was craziness, right? All right, let me play more of this clip because we're not even going to the good stuff yet. I want to hear about Aromo rip them apart. Okay, here we go.
Economic restart. If we are whole.
So how much money do you want?
Maria,
Mr. Mayor, how
what's
much
the
money
ransom,
do you need from
Bill?
The federal
Tell us
government?
What it is.
All the money that's been lost and will
all
be
the
lost,
money.
Lost revenue, and this is true for New York and cities and states around the country.
Mm-hmm.
We need $7.4 billion. That's how much we've lost.
Wait a minute.
That's how much we need to get
I
back.
I thought it was 3 something.
Just like the federal government bailed out the airline industry, the tune of 50.
A minute and a half ago, it was 3.2.
Yeah.
Now he's already doubled it, right? It's 3.1.
Right.
He's already at 7.2.
Right. He's at
same interview.
Yeah.
Same interview. $1 billion.
Bail out this layout largest city in the country so we can restart and be able to be strong leaders in
I just don't understand what they need money for. Who are they hiring back that they stopped paying?
Does he run the restaurants?
Are you using this crisis to take us into socialism? I just saw you on the press conference. You said this. The bigger picture, a fair recovery for all, confront structural, economic, and racial inequalities.
Good for you,
Are you looking to change things that have nothing to do with the coronavirus and we're not impacted by that?
Maria, I'm looking to go at the very things that the coronavirus crisis has dredged up, and we've seen it all over the country.
Like
there are
what?
Vast healthcare
like
disparities that have come up that must be addressed for the good of all.
Who's running those places? Who's running those places?
Who didn't get health care in the United States of America from COVID?
But wait a minute, though. Wait, hold on a second.
He says, but he's talking about nobody got the fairness in the healthcare industry. Show me somebody who had COVID who walked into a hospital and didn't get the care they need. We had extra ventilators. We had a $21 million hospital in your backyard that was vacant.
Mm-hmm.
Who didn't get the help?
Here's the thing. We spent literally billions and billions and billions of dollars on things like SolarCity, on windmills, on a movie factory in, in Syracuse that we sold for a dollar. Billions and billions and billions
another
of dollars.
Another one in Albany vacant.
While we were spending those billions of dollars, while Governor Cuomo was touting the Buffalo Billion and spreading his other people's money around like it was his own, right, and and taking credit for it, what he wasn't spending money on was infrastructure, hospitals, right? The medical system, right?
Ventilators, when you look which at, he was warned he might need.
When you look at the disparity, folks, when de Blasio talks about the disparity, guess who caused the disparity? Mm-hmm. It's the Democrats that run those communities, right, that are, unfortunately.
They
it's
just
amazing
don't see
to
it.
Me.
They're blinded by it.
Good for her,
it.
Though, for asking the question.
Oh, great. It lined it up, right?
Let's see if we can finish this.
Doesn't matter, though, right? Well, listen to this. It doesn't matter. In his little brain, it does not matter.
No.
You just do more, spend more, spend more.
They don't. They believe socialism is the right answer.
Yes.
You can see it collapsing throughout the world.
That's right.
I mean, you can see it collapsing in real time.
You can literally take them to Venezuela, and they won't admit it.
Well, you got Michael Moore going, look at the healthcare system in Cuba. That's if you're allowed to get healthcare in Cuba.
That's right.
They're starving to death.
They're all floating in shark-infested water to get away from it.
Yeah, they floated 80 miles of shark-infested water in an inner tube.
Yes.
Right? But no, but you tell me again how their education, their healthcare system is so much better, you genius.
That's right. They're driving around in broken cars.
Michael Moore could actually use some communism. Might actually put him back in shape. He could lose the extra 100 pounds he's carrying.
That's right.
It's the right thing to do, but also to have a strong, healthy society. But Maria, what I'm talking about in the first instance, when we talk about just getting on our feet again, I think we all can count here. If we're missing $7.4 billion, and now we heard today there may be additional state budget cuts looming on top of that that will hit New York City and the whole rest of the state, we won't be able to provide the basic services and have the personnel.
How are they providing them now?
Amazing work.
Why not?
We're talking about the heroes, the first responders, the healthcare workers.
Are they working without pay right now?
These are the folks who need to keep their jobs going forward if we're going to have a healthy recovery.
Could we cut some of the Medicaid?
And if we are missing billions and billions of dollars, how on earth are we supposed to do that?
Okay, you know what? I want to talk more about this. People are worried about the air in New York. They're worried about the hospitals. They want to know when they can get back to work. Let's take a short break because I want to take a look at New York even before this. You were having issues even before the coronavirus.
Thank you.
People were leaving. Crime is up. Mayor de Blasio is with us live. We're looking ahead on...
Yep, there you go. Yeah. Only ones who's actually willing to ask those types of questions.
There's another one after that, which we'll play next week, where she asks them those hard questions. Look, at crime was up. No, no. She goes, here's the facts. Up 200%. This up 100%. Nope, they just continue.
No.
The facts do not matter when it comes to liberalism. No. It is a mental illness.
Nope.
It is an absolute
mental
illness.
Well, here's what they do. They shout you down, right?
A million people left. Well, that's not true. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Like, they just don't get it. They really don't. And for those of you who say, oh, it can't get worse, yes, it can.
Yes,
California is worse than New York, although, I don't know. There's certain things, but California, certainly they've controlled their Medicaid a lot better than New York State has. But their socialism, you can clearly see the homeless problem out there, the gap between the rich and the poor wider and wider and wider, and their taxes, the state taxes, are considerably higher than New York, which is scary, right? So there's room for us to grow here.
Yeah,
there's to grow.
There's downside. Right? So let me just again go back to this piece from this is PJ Media and just how they actually try to shout things down. Right, Washington State counting gunshot victims among its coronavirus deaths on Thursday. The Washington State Department of Health confirmed a report by the Freedom Foundation that they have included those who have tested positive for COVID but died of other causes, including gunshot injuries from their coronavirus in the coronavirus death total.
So,
this calls into serious question the state's calculations of residents who have actually died from the CCP
pandemic. What's the real number, right?
But you
can't tell me that this is 90,000. It's not. We know it's not.
But
right?
Here's the thing.
What's the real number, Glenn? I mean, if they're throwing gunshot wounded people in there, right? People that died of gunshot, is it 40,000? For all we know, this literally could be 10 to 20,000 people. Really, truly, it could be 20,000 people when you're including everybody that dies of anything into COVID, right? We don't know.
82% lists some variation of COVID as one of the causes on the death certificate, right? 5% of the death certificates do not list COVID as a cause, but indicate there was a significant condition contributing to death. I don't know. Maybe that condition was being shot, but I don't know.
Right.
But here's what. But this is the important part,
it wasn't
right?
Wasn't the bullet? It was the bullet had COVID.
No, it had This is the important part.
Probably ricocheted off the water in New York City.
When he was asked about the foundation's report at a press conference on Monday. Here's what Governor Jay Inslee had said, okay? Now, mind you, this was actually a guy who was running for president in the Democrat Party. Here's what he said. He dismissed it as, quote, dangerous, disgusting, and malarkey. He further accused the Freedom Foundation of fanning these conspiracy claims from planet Pluto and not caring about the lives lost to COVID-19. So that's the way that they go, right? Shame you. But wait a minute now. Hold on a second here.
Yeah.
The featured image in the article proves, called out by the Freedom Foundation for doing math, saying they're from Pluto and then acknowledging that they did the math right.
Yep.
So basically, what they had to come out and eventually say is, well, okay, yes, you're right. The Freedom Foundation numbers are correct. He's lambasting the Freedom Foundation, calling them dangerous, disgusting, calling it malarkey, and then coming back a day later going, actually, it was all true.
But to your point before, the media will pick up the first day, not the second
day,
right?
Exactly.
They are mentally manipulating people into a huge bundle of fear, right? And it's working.
It's working.
I have never seen people, everyday people that I thought, gosh, like, you're a healthy young person. Mm-hmm. What are you doing wearing a mask in the parking lot standing by yourself, right?
It's lunacy.
Do you think that could be adding to the fear-mongering of this whole thing? Do you think, you know, you've been mentally manipulated a little bit if you think COVID's going to go rushing through the parking lot, you know, and maybe it's on a piece of paper? Is that what you think? It might hit you in the middle of a parking lot as you're driving down the street by yourself in a car with your mask on? Do you think it's coming through the vents?
It's outrageous.
If you don't think these people have been, you know, mentally abused over the last 70 days. I don't know.
And now you got these folks, you know, I just saw a video of people yelling, get out of here. You don't have a mask on. They're shaming and yelling at people. Yeah. I got to tell you, you yell at me, I'm getting in your face. I will tell you that.
Absolutely.
So don't you even dare get in my face and tell me, you know,
I want a healthy immune system. I want a healthy immune system. I'm not spraying down stuff. Once in a while, I wash my hands all the time, but I'm not spraying anything down.
Well, Mike, now they say it's,
but, a mask.
But according to the governor of Ohio, it's not about you getting it. It's about you preventing other people from getting it. So it's not about, you know, health. It's about respect is what he said. It's about control. Mark my words. So here's a couple last things. I know we're all out of time here, but again, the New York Post just crushing Andrew Cuomo, as they should. Andrew Cuomo managed to kill grandma and New York's economy with the two, is the headline this week from the New York Post. And they're 100% right. So Governor Cuomo killed grandma and cratered New York's economy, but he looked good doing it. Too harsh? Well, report cards are snapshots, and the pandemic is an evolving event. Numbers are shifting, and surely things will look different down the road. But if New York had dodged the coronavirus bullet, this governor surely would be taking full credit, because, in fact, it has been hit squarely between the eyes. It seems reasonable to hand him the blame. Absolutely right. The other thing I want to mention, too, is for all those people that say, including the absolute traitor Mitt Romney, going, well, we got to have mail-in ballots. South Carolina election ballots reportedly found in Maryland this week. Oh, what could they possibly be doing in Maryland? South Carolina election ballots ended up in Maryland this week after mail-in voting for the Palmetto State's June 9th primary has already begun, according to the local news report. They're already stuffing the ballot box, folks. There's a primary in South Carolina on June 9th, and they've already found boxes of ballots in Maryland. What do you think they could possibly be doing with those ballots in Maryland? Do you think that maybe they were just on the wrong truck, Glenn.
Priuses ready to distribute them throughout the world.
Exactly.
Throughout the country.
Exactly right. An army full of Priuses.
See all these Priuses coming out of a warehouse. By the way, one final point. Jeez. New York City building inspectors use speed trap style stakeouts against contractors.
Oh, nice.
So
very good.
Yeah, so they're
put them out of business. Put more people out of business. That'll show them.
So the inspectors are in business, apparently. Apparently, they cannot catch COVID.
Right.
But
no.
The contractors can.
Yeah.
So we can put the inspectors, New York City building inspectors, they're employed. They can go anywhere in the city they want to without any type of COVID fears. But the contractors are the ones that
we need to.
I mean, it's the I got you game. And by the way, the contractors
terrible.
Will be leaving. They'll be leaving.
I thought we didn't have enough money to hire these people back. We couldn't reopen the state unless we have, you know, billions and billions of dollars to hire firefighters and inspectors.
Apparently,
back.
It's a lot of money to say, you owe Joe's Crab House that we really love, that restaurant. Yes, you can open it. It cost a lot of money to say, yes, you can open.
Let me tell you something. De Blasio needed construction done on his house, it would be done right now.
I'm sure. That's a disgusting thing, right? It's already being done. I'm sure there's all kinds of little side projects going on.
Well, Governor Whitmer in Michigan, right, the communist there, was out there chastising people. Don't you dare. See these blue states? If you don't live in these counties, you do not go to these counties. You are not allowed to go and vacation and go to your summer home. Don't you dare. And yet she was caught again, like all the liberals are. Oh, my husband called the marina to get his boat ready for the weekend.
So it's okay for you to go up
to your summer home and put your boat in the water. Everybody else needs to stay home.
Just don't put your
foot in the
water.
Do you see what's happening here, folks?
Boat's fine.
Right?
It's not your foot.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Not in this case, right? You just do what you're told. They're not missing anything, right? Governor Whitmer is still getting her hair cut. Mayor de Blasio is still strolling in the park, right? Mm-hmm. Andrew Cuomo still yucking it up with his brother on CNN, right? Yeah, joking
having
about
dinner with his family with his daughter's boyfriend coming over.
Look at me on Facebook. That's right. Right.
Great dinner with my family and my daughter's boyfriend who hasn't been here for a while. Good to see you, Joe. You stay in. You're not allowed to have dinner with your family neighbors.
It's just ridiculous. I'm just sick of it. So look, folks, if you need to start the week, of course, use this as a resource. You can always go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Please share this. I can't stress that enough. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, they're all trying to take as much stuff down as possible. Huge people that are awesome, you know, have million-plus followers on YouTube and whatnot, they're all taking their and they're starting their own channels now. They're going doing their own thing. They're putting it up, their content on their own website. You can always go to our website. Our content will always be there. Obviously, we're still putting stuff up on YouTube. We hope to continue to do that. We still want to put these podcasts up on, you know, Spotify and all these other places. I don't see the podcast being restricted at all, which is good news, which means that is our arena, right? So podcasting and talk radio, we have that space. Let's keep that space by sharing podcasts like this with your friends. It's super easy to do. So thanks again for listening, folks. If you like what you heard and you want to get the updates when we release these things, please click the subscribe button below. You'll get all the alerts when these things are released. If you're watching this on Facebook, thank you very much. You can hit the bell icon below. Not only subscribe, but hit the bell, and that'll alert you to new episodes that are coming out of the podcast also. So again, if you need us throughout the week for all the different areas of finance that we cover, all the different departments that we have, you can find all that information, including all of our social media links and more, on our website again at thefinancialguys.com. Thank you again for watching or listening. We appreciate it. We'll see you next week right here on the Financial Guys Podcast.